The head of the Russian Orthodox Church's Department of External Relations has been on a first official visit to the Vatican this week. Archbishop Hilarion Alfeyev, a renowned theologian, church historian and composer, is to meet with Pope Benedict on Friday at Castel Gandolfo. He spent the past 2 days holding talks with top Vatican officials, including the Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, and the head of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, to talk about Catholic Orthodox relations.
Bishop Hilarion mentioned on the beginning that the new pontificate of Benedict XVI was very important for them because Pope Benedict XVI is highly regarded by the Russian Orthodox Church for his Christian, for his moral positions, because he does not take into account political correctness, and also they esteem him very highly, and this helps also, of course, to our mutual relations.
Cardinal Kasper also told me about the topics he discussed with Bishop Hilarion, who has been a key player in ecumenical affairs for the Russian Orthodox Church for a number of years.
My most important impression is that we have improved very much our relations in the last years, and it was clear also yesterday. It was a very calm conversation about the situation from the side of the Russian Orthodox Patriarchate of Moscow and ours. And then we spoke about several points, what we can do in the next time. We spoke first about the international dialogue with all Orthodox churches together, which will take place in some weeks now in Cyprus, and the Russian Orthodox delegation wants to return to the table of the discussions. They have solved the problem of Estonia, which was between Constantinople and Moscow, and now they want to collaborate as it was before. We spoke about the document of Ravenna, their impression. They have not so much problem with our point of view, but what is mentioned in a half phrase in Ravenna about the primacy of Constantinople. I said, make a note on the document. That's finished. And well, now we are looking forward about the discussion on the role of the Bishop of Rome in the first millennium in the universal Church. This will be the issue of Cyprus. Then we spoke about our bilateral relations. Well, there was made also the proposal that they form a kind of bishops' conference on the European level in order that we have a direct partner for our cooperation, because this is lacking now. We cannot work in Europe and give witness together in Europe only with the Russian Orthodox. We must include all Orthodox churches which are present in Europe. And so this will be a discussion of the next months with all Orthodox churches, whether they can create such an institution for the cooperation with the bishops' conferences of Europe.
You're talking about some concrete steps, concrete cooperation in different ways. Can you give us any ideas? You mentioned perhaps an exhibition coming up.
Well, that's an exhibition and a concert, and I made the proposal. Perhaps we in Rome can make an exhibition in the future in Moscow, and they agreed immediately. But the cooperation concerns especially the problems of the cultural and the social field, and also the question of the Christian values in Europe, family, human sexuality, social justice, and so on. And because we have more or less the same positions, Orthodox and Catholics, so we can cooperate very easily and give common witness, and together our voice will be stronger than when we speak alone.
Would you say that this visit marks a definitive end to the tensions, the difficulties over the diocese there, the erection of the Catholic diocese in Moscow, or not?
Yes, I will agree with this, because also in Moscow the situation is very much improved. Already some years ago I made the proposal to have a common working commission in Russia, and this works very well, and there's a new Archbishop, Patsy, is also a good partner for the Russian Orthodox Church, is very highly regarded. And so things are going very well, and this commission goes on in its work. I think we have overcome these tensions. We are in a new situation.
Does all this bring a possible papal visit to Moscow much closer?
No, we did not. We did touch only on the margins, this point, because now the new Patriarch Kirill, who knows very well Rome and met already twice Pope Benedict, has to visit all the other patriarchs of the Orthodox churches. This needs time. And then perhaps we can reflect on a meeting between the Holy Father and the Patriarch. Well, not in Moscow, probably also not in Rome. There are many third places. But it's
for
not.
For example?
I have at least 10 suggestions of bishops who want that the Pope and Patriarch meet in their diocese. And so, well, that's totally open. But it's not on the agenda at this moment. Both sides are open for this. Nobody refutes it. But at this moment, it's not in discussion, such a plan. We have so many other channels to communicate with Moscow. It's not the only point we must always emphasize.
Thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity.